Indians third base coach Mike Sarbaugh drops by to say hello and join us here on AM 930 WEOL. Mike, great to see you again.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
I'll tell you what, how excited are you to get back to work and put that uniform on and really get into it with this baseball team, because there are such high expectations?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a good off season of reflecting a little bit on the past year, and you come up with maybe a game plan you want to head into in the spring, and now we're here to, it's time to put it to work. So, but I do have to say, you were talking about the Northeast Ohio, and I'm in Pennsylvania, so this winter, thinking about 75 degrees in baseball when about 2 or 3 weeks ago it was about 5 with snow. It's tough to think that way.
Yeah, you caught the tail end of that conversation with me and Craig and Bruce back in the studio at the high school level, what these coaches are trying to do to get these kids ready. I mean, you got to figure out a time to get in the gym, and that's certainly no way to prepare for a baseball or softball season on the girls' side.
Yeah, that can be tough, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the goals and the objectives here for spring training 2015. Is that something that Tito kind of lays out beforehand? I mean, how does that process work?
Well, just while the conversations we have as a group, we know what the emphasis we want it to be this spring. And he's come out in public and said, the defense is going to be a priority. And that's everyone, outfielders, infielders, pitchers. We're putting an emphasis on that, and the PFP we do with our pitching staff, and especially on the infield. I think as many close games as we played last year, I think the infield side of it coming into this year, we can make a big impact in a lot of the games we play. So we need to be ready to go from day one, and this spring is going to be important for that.
Now, a lot of people look at a coaching staff and they go, well, the pitching coach, he handles the pitchers. The hitting coach, he handles the hitters. Third base coach. Now, during the game, obviously, you're out there at third base. But what are your other roles, for instance, in spring training?
Well, I work with the infielders. So, organizing the day, each day here in spring. And then during the season, going over video, spray charts of the hitters, having a game plan on how we want to position ourselves heading into that, for that lineup for that night's game. And then making sure we stay with it throughout the game. So there's more involved than just coaching third.
What do you like about coaching third base?
Well, I like being part of the game. It keeps you included. You're working with Tito in the dugout, getting signs, and you're thinking along with him. So it's exciting. It's a lot of fun.
Again, we're talking with Indians third base coach Mike Sarbaugh as he joins us here during our Wahoo Week coverage. I was kind of going through your bio, waiting for you to stop over. Just like a player, you've kind of rose through the ranks, both as a coach and a manager in the minor league system. Talk a little bit about the journey. It's pretty fascinating to read your bio.
Well, it was a long, long journey to get to where we are today. I enjoyed myself along the way. I didn't mind the bus rides that much. There was a lot of them. I worked for a lot of great people in the minor leagues as a coach, even as a player, but just as a coach, and learning and thinking along the lines of when I did have a chance to become a manager, to be able to put things into action. So I've been fortunate, though, when I got into the managing side, was very fortunate to have some very good teams. So it made me look pretty good along the way when I got in the managing side. So, but it's been a lot of fun. I feel like, definitely feel like it's not a job.
I mean, Mahoning Valley, Lake County, Kinston, Akron, Columbus. I mean, that literally step by step by step coming through the system. Was there a stop that you really enjoyed that you look back on now and you go, man, I had a great time there?
Well, there was a lot of great stops. I mean, I have great memories from Mahoning Valley, first year of managed, fortunate enough to win the championship that year.
That's raw talent at that level.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, you're going from, each day it seemed like you have a new player showing up, maybe a kid that just signed, didn't sign till later. I remember one time we're sitting behind the cage and there's two kids in their, early 20s in street clothes walking on the field, and I got upset. I'm like, who is that? I'm like, get these guys off the field. Well, they're your new two players. So you know, it's at that level. It's
well,
funny.
Then get them a uniform.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, they're late for batting practice. Get them out here. You know, so it's but you know, it's been great. And then you get to, you know, I think in the minor leagues, I think that double A level is probably more the better level of, you know, you're dealing with the younger player that you're still working to attain goals. But they're experiencing, they might be on the 40-man for the first time. You know, they're experiencing that first time at playing against players that played in the big leagues. And, you know, so that's a fun level to coach and to manage in. And then in Columbus, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better 3 years there. The city was great. The fans were great. Fortunate to have some really good teams, and it was a lot of fun.
That's a really neat story. Guys, before we let Mike go, anything you want to chip in or add back in the studios? Mike Sarbaugh is joining us.
Mike, you're over there on third base. Wave or not to wave? What goes into that decision?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that go into it. You know, definitely the outs. How many outs there are in that inning? Whether you know the outfielder's arms, you know, it might be, hey, if we're having trouble scoring some runs, we're in a 2-3 games skid where we're not really been able to score runs, you might be a little bit more aggressive in that. You want to know who's on deck, who's coming up, has he been swinging the bat good, you know. So there's a lot of things that go into it, but I think overall you just want to play the scoreboard, you know, just if you try to keep that in mind. You just want to be prepared. That's the biggest thing. I try to do as best job I can of watching some their arms before the game on video, just having a good feel on how they approach ground balls, fly balls, what the middle infielders, what kind of arms they have on the relays. But I wish if I could go back in time, I wish I would have realized that when I tried to send Kipnis in that extra inning game in Arizona when Didi Gregorius threw about a 150-mile-an-hour strike to home. But yeah, so it's you just try to do your homework.
It's always amazing that coaches can remember moments like that. I mean, it doesn't matter what level, whether it's high school, college, professional, they remember a specific moment, and those kind of eat at you a little bit more than all those great calls where you either waved a guy or held a guy.
Yeah, you know, in that instance, I would have sent him every time because we were struggling to score runs. There was two outs, and they just made two great throws. But it's funny, though, and you just remember certain plays. But it's good because if you see them down the road again, you remember, hey, you got to be careful.
Right. But you're processing a lot of information literally at the crack of the bat.
Yeah, you know, just the way the ball, you know, ball in the gap, is it, does it come directly off the wall back to the outfielder, or does it have a little – go up in the air a little bit, what kind of arm they have when they're, you know, is their release a quick release or is it they get rid of it a little bit slower? The ballparks, maybe there's a corner, you know, like in Boston, there's the corner that jets out there that you have trouble seeing a ball down the left field line. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Great stories.
My only question is, you talked about watching the crack of the bat. You're at third base. You're at the most vulnerable coaching position out there. You know, what's it like being out there and any close calls out at that spot?
Well, I got hit once last year in Kansas City, but it was, I think it was Borney, and he got fisted. And there's a runner on second, so I was up the line a little bit. But off the bat, I saw it a little quicker, so I jumped, but he kind of hit, it was like a changeup. So when I landed, I didn't have time to get back up again, and the ball caught me in the leg. So as you could imagine, the bench enjoyed that one, you know. So, but, yeah, it can definitely, it can get a little bit intense out there, especially when you have, you know, if Santana's up with a left-handed pitcher and he's hitting right-handed with a runner on second base, that's not a fun feeling to have, but, you know, it's just part of the job.
Part of the game.
Yeah.
We appreciate you stopping by. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me on. Enjoyed it.
Good stuff. Mike Sarbaugh joining us here in Goodyear as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, of course, all of our interviews all week long brought to you by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, proudly serving families, businesses, and communities since 1980. Your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain, Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning.